Arizona's business community, we often hear it said that our number one trading partner is Mexico. But the impact of Mexican workers in our state has also shaped our state's economy for longer than we have been a state. In the new anthology, Mexican Workers and the Making of Arizona, editors Luis Plasencia and Gloria Cuadras explore what they call the elastic supply of labor that Mexico has supplied to the Southwest and how it's made our way of life here possible. The book covers a vast period from the 1860s to 2017 and begins as far back as the settlement of the Salt River Valley, when there were about 1,000 people of Mexican descent here when the Treaty of Guadalupe was signed, according to Cuadras. Ever since, she says, there has been a flow of people from Mexico into this area. But she and her co-editor realized there was a gap in the literature about Mexican workers here. And that's where we begin our conversation.
So we wanted to get a sense and highlight the long and sustained participation of Mexican workers to the well-being and wealth of the state. And so in some respects, we wanted to go on the record.
Yeah. Throughout this anthology, you walk us through iterations of other Mexican workers who have come to the state or to the area that was before the state, right? So from cotton workers, talk about miners, you talk about women working in mid-century Phoenix in various industries. Tell us a little bit about the diversity of this and how this has changed over time.
One of the things I discovered when I began to read the secondary sources and go into the archives was that the Arizona cotton growers sort of mobilized a large number of workers and brought them here, right? They recruited them here. I believe during this period of 1917 to 1921, over 70,000 workers were brought in through the Ninth Proviso of the Immigration Act. And so the cotton industry experienced a boom. And they went from, I think here in the Salt River Valley, we had something like 43,000 acres and ended up with over 230,000 acres of cotton that needed to be harvested. So by 1920, 1921, you have approximately 20,000 workers that were brought in from Mexico just for that harvest season. When the market began to decline, and the market went bust, and World War I ended, the cotton growers, even though they had the agreement to return the workers to Mexico, instead chose to abandon them. And they were left without their pay, they were left without shelter, and without any means to return to Mexico. And so the discovery of that story, I think, is illustrative of the kinds of actions that have taken place by employers in relationship to the Mexican workforce. And these kinds of stories are often left out of the history that we know.
And I'm sure that's a pattern you see repeated throughout the history of the state in terms of Mexican laborers.
Yes. Unfortunately, we found that there's been a pattern of discrimination, that all too often Mexican workers have been subjected to a different treatment, to different wages, to harsher conditions than other workers. And we thought that the documenting that deserves to be part of the Arizona story.
Yeah. So you're looking at the history of laborers from Mexico here in the state in this anthology. But what about today? You look into this goes until 2017, you mm-hmm. said. So how does that labor force still shape our economy?
Well, it's interesting because we think of the labor force, the Mexican labor force, as both being visible and invisible. So if you drive around Phoenix, you will see Mexican landscapers, yarderos, as they're referred to. And you will see the roofers. You will see the construction workers. And then there are the invisible parts of the workforce, the domestic workers, right, the caregivers, that are all central to sort of the middle-class lives and the conditions that are enjoyed by many here in this state.
Let's talk a little bit about the policies that have shaped this over time. Immigration policies, but also labor policies, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, at one point, it was actually illegal to contract foreign workers to come to the United States. In the context of the Immigration Act of 1917, there was a waiver, there was an exception made in the context of World War I to bring workers for the development of the cotton industry. So the policies, the laws over time have reflected the needs of not only the regional economy, but the national economy as mm-hmm. well.
So obviously policies, immigration policies have shaped this conversation and the effect of this over time, but the mm-hmm. other way around as well. I want to talk about what you call the elastic supply of labor throughout all of this. What right. do you mean by that term?
The concept of the elastic supply of labor actually comes from a quotation from an Arizona Cotton Growers Association official who was talking about, and actually he was gloating about how wonderful it was that they could go into Mexico, bring the workers they needed, and then return them to Mexico when they were no longer needed, right? And so when we looked at sort of the pattern with respect to labor over time, we argue that when it's been convenient for the growth of various industries, the Mexican workforce is desirable. When there have been economic downturns, then they expect us to disappear. And it, at this point, with 25% of Arizona's population being of Mexican Latino descent, that kind of perception, approach, attitude, vilification should really no longer be the case.
All right. Gloria Cuadras, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.